We thank you for the
Lord.
We thank you for this community service. We pray for the members that are not here.
Yes, Lord.
Well, they are, God bless them.
Yes,
but we must go on,
yes,
with what you sent today.
Yes, Lord.
And we confess, Lord, that we have seen.
Yes, Lord.
And fallen short.
Yes,
thank you for the choir.
Thank you. Thank you.
That song sounds like. Thank you for everybody that came to come to lift up your son, Jesus Christ. Because it got dark that day. And the sun refused to shine. At midday, from the 6th to the 9th hour, the Bible said it was so dark. The wind began to pick up and blow.
Praise God.
And your daddy hit the drum.
Jesus.
I said, y'all will hear my son.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
But I'm going to get some glory.
Jesus.
Because that's been over 2017 to 18 years ago.
Jesus.
And here we are still singing and talking about a man that is ultimately awesome. Bless the service, bless the word. Anoint this service, anoint that word. Let the words fall from my lips be from you and not me. And someone that may come and run saying, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, we ask for the anointings of the Holy Ghost. Come on in, Holy Ghost. Blessed to be in the house one more time. Death on every hand. And that song that Miss Mary sung, I'm calling, waiting on my child to come home. That was my mama's song. When I was out there in the world, and I'm not by myself, so don't look at me strange. And she heard that I had gotten some trouble with 28 years ago, I was young.
My Lord.
Mama started singing that song.
Yes.
Lord, send my child.
Yes.
But she just didn't know God had to put me down to get me straight for his glory. She couldn't see it, and I sure couldn't see it.
My Lord.
But that's been almost 3 decades ago. And I'm standing behind this sacred desk for 25 years of pastoring and preaching. I've seen some ups and downs. I've seen people shake my hand and didn't mean no good. But through it all, I can say God is good. Because if he's with you, you're going to be all right in him. I don't care what nobody says. God is good. All the time. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
We can sing, or she can sing, but, you know, the devil have a way of trying to get in a field. That's his job. When I hear about, let me tell you something, the devil come to church. He don't go to the club. The devil come to church. That's where he was, the church. What? He was over the choir. And we get all, oh, that's a shame he acting like that in the church. Well, the devil is in the church. So we need to go read your Bible. We're going to go to St. John, chapter 5, verse 1. Stevenson, what did you read there? St. John.
Amen.
Chapter.
Mahalo.
Who is it? That's Jesus. St. John.
St. John.
Chapter. Verse 1 through 8. That's the word I guess they say. He yoked me, so I quote it, but I'm not.
Later, Jesus went to Jerusalem for a special feast. In Jerusalem, there is a pool with five covered porches, which is called Bethzatha. In the Hebrew language, this pool is near the Sheep Gate. Many sick people were lying on the porches beside the pool. Some were blind, some were crippled, and some were paralyzed. A man was lying there who had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw the man and knew that he had been sick for such a long time, Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, there is no one to help me get into the pool when the water starts moving. While I am coming to the water, someone else always gets in before me." Then Jesus said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk."
Amen.
That's the church said.
Amen.
He knows. Tell yourself again.
He knows.
He knows.
He knows.
Tell yourself that again. He knows.
He knows.
My shortcomings. He knows.
Yes, he does.
My sinful ways.
Yep, yep, yep.
He knows.
Yep.
What I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what I do like.
Fix it up, yeah. Baby. Fix it up.
He knows. That I'm down and out.
Yes, sir.
But I'm still trying to smack a smile.
Yeah.
When somebody done me wrong.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Especially
Come on.
In the house of prayer.
Right.
Called my church family. They even talked about me. They even lied to me. Maybe it is the truth, but they done spread it all around the church.
All right.
Fix it up now. Fix it up.
Oh, yeah.
Fix it up.
He knows.
He
knows. He knows. And when I lay down at night, I don't know when I fall off and go to sleep.
All right.
I may be watching a deer, but when I get sleepy, he just comes and puts his hand. And then he knows how, even though I got the time clock or the alarm clock is pumping, he knows how to wake me up.
Yes.
So I won't be late for work. You know, some of you got jobs, don't you?
Yeah.
You can't be late for work. Because if you be late for work, they're going to coach you.
All right.
And then when they coach you, that means look, we threatening you, so you got to be on time.
Yeah.
But when you come down to God's house, even me, I'll be late. But God still shows his mercy on Eugene Stevenson. Because I know that when I go out into the streets and stuff, that's where the church is at. You know, so many people stops me and asks me this or try to do this or want me to do that. And that's the way Jesus was. If you look in the gospel, according to Mark, the Bible says, Sister Diane 8 and round about that 23rd verse, the Bible says he spit in the man's eyes.
All right.
Then in John 9:6, he took spittle and spit down on the ground. Good God.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You tell me Jesus ain't something. Whatever you're going through this morning, tell yourself he knows.
Yes.
He knows when I go back home if the children not been washed the clothes because they didn't want to come to church. He knows that when I get back home, I'm going to be in a custom out.
Right.
He knows.
He knows what I'm going to do at 5 o'clock today.
Yes, sir.
That was 6 verse say up. Nine, that was five and six verse say on it. He knows that he has been. That was said on it.
Yes, sir.
I think that was said on it.
Yeah.
He knows.
He knows.
My every day.
Yes, Lord.
He knows that when I'm not
feeling too good. I'm talking to all of us in here, but I'm just using my example. He knows when you are going through something with your family. He knows the beginning of that situation and the ending of that situation. Grandmommy used to, when a storm would come, and they had them old trestles, and they had a horseshoe over the door, and you could see a hole, and the chickens be running out of the house, and it began to get thunder and lightning, and the storm started coming, and mama and grandmama say, sit your butt down.
Grandmama will say, look, the Lord is doing his work. Just like today, the Lord is still doing his work. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care what you think about. I don't care how you don't like it. The Lord is doing his work. In that fifth chapter, but if you go back to that fourth chapter, that last part, that old boy, Noble, he called him. Nobleman means soldier.
Yeah.
And he had met Jesus in the 46th verse of chapter 4. And the Bible said that he began to cry to Jesus as he left Cana Galilee. And the Bible said that he began to ask the Lord to help his child. Because this child then got to where he's not acting normal now. And you know when the demons gets around you, you don't act the same. You ain't gonna even look the same. I don't care who you are, if a demon is in you, you gonna act strange. You gonna act different. You gonna act not like you. And Noah Max said, come and see about my child. Because he's not, she's not acting now the way she normally act. Something that got up in her that don't supposed to be in her. But I just heard about you a few days ago when you made water wine. I just heard about you when you told the old Sanhedrin council board, if you destroy this temple in 3 days, I'll back you back.
Yeah.
Then you get to talk against one another. You know how to get to moaning and talking and gossiping and shoo-shoo. They began back to say, what is he crazy? He talking about destroying this temple. This church been in existence for 46 years. But Jesus said, I'm not talking about that. He knows. He knows what's on your mind this morning. He knows what you're finna think before you even think. You don't believe he knows? Third chapter of Mark, Matthew. The Bible said that Jesus began to go into the synagogue. But there was a man that had a hand withered up. And he knew what was on his mind. He didn't let them stop him from what he had to do. He began, because of their unbelief, he did a few miracles, but he wanted to show them Negroes who he really was. He said, come here, boy. And he began to speak the word, and the man, the boy hand, went back.
Yes, sir.
That's in your Bible. Church. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. All things were made by Him. They say, and drop down and say, in Him was life. And the life was the light of men. The light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Good God Almighty. That was a man sent from God, whose name was John, came to bear witness of that life. And the Bible says, drop down to that 11th verse of John 1. It says, he came unto his own.
Yeah.
His own received him now. Oh, Lord.
His own received him now.
My Lord.
The Bible said, the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The only begotten of the Father, full of grace and mercy. The law was given by Moses. But grace that you came by Jesus Christ. What I'm trying to say,
The Bible said it was a good day. And there was some sick folks lying around the pool of Bethesda.
Yeah.
And the Bible said that on the Sabbath day, the angel was stepped every now and then into the pool of the water. But one thing I like about Jesus, he don't need nobody to help him fight for him. He's a valet in a time of trouble. He's a shelter in a weary land. He's a rock when I can't see my way. When I'm at the crossroads, even when my family, my wife is doing all kinds of things, I can look up and say, Lord, you say, if I lift my eyes unto the heat, from which cometh my help. I know you're here.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it. It's gonna come. I don't care how you sit there look all quiet. The Holy Ghost gonna move you behind out the way. If you don't start, lift it up. Hold the hand. Money can't buy this.
Amen.
Money can't buy nothing. All you can do is do a little bit. But let me tell you something. I got something that God gave me from when the day I was born. And as I look back over my life and I begin to think things over, I can truly say, God.
Good. You'll put running in your feet. He'll make the enemy a footstool.
Say that.
You don't believe me real because he said, now prepare the table.
In the presence. You ain't got to do nobody nothing to come out of here. He's fighting me. I want someone to hit you. No, you get out the way and say, Lord, I'm going to move out the way. Because he said, vengeance is mine. You said, if I just lift up my eyes to the hill from which coming my head, and I need some help to endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ.
Man.
I can do all things.
Yes, sir.
Philippians 1:6 says, he which begun a great work in you will continue to the day of Jesus Christ. Good God Almighty. Paul said, I read that the suffering of this present world are not worthy to be compared. I know you got some trials this morning. You can't fool me. I don't look at you. But I'm coming to tell you to hold on to Jesus, I'm telling you. Because everything that he said was good, he made with his own hands. Everything in this earth belongs to my dad. My dad got power upon a thousand. My dad. Bible says back to the fifth chapter. Now, that nobleman, I ain't still thinking about that. That nobleman looked at his watch, man. And it was 1 o'clock in the day. That means the seventh hour. And he looked as he went back home 24 hours later, and he thought about what that prophet said. He didn't know who he was, poor thing. And he said, man, God, he said, this the same time yesterday, and here it is, 24 hours past, my son is here. What I'm trying to say, you don't think God knows? How to step in your situation, what time to step in your situation, what time that he won't. Because he's the author of time. You do know that, don't you? Because Exo Daniel, you do know about Daniel, don't you? When they begin to try to take him and cut his head off and all that. Daniel said, you know what I mean? See, prayer is a powerful tool.
Right.
You may take your hand. Prayer will move a mountain out your way. Prayer will make that brother child come back home. Prayer will make your wife get back. Prayer will make a son start making good pay. Prayer will bring that dog out there.
Yes, God.
I know I tried. I pray 5 times every day. I don't miss. Now, if you don't want to pray, that's on you.
Yeah.
But I know one thing. I pray 5 times every day. Sometimes 6, because I know that it's a communion with the Father. I can't touch his hymn in physical sin, but I can touch the hem of his garment when I get down on my knees and say, that if thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and shall believe in thy heart that thou shalt be saved, I am saved. I can get on my knees and say, Lord, you said in Romans 10:17, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You said the just shall live by faith. Faith coming by hearing, Romans 10:17, and hearing by the word of God. Back that train up in Romans 10:14, it says, how can they hear without preaching? And how can they preach unless he be sent? Then it dropped down and said, how in that 50 verse, but he said, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel, preach. I ain't about no mess. I'm about the peace.
Amen.
Jesus is the peacemaker.
Yeah.
Because he said, bless all the peacemakers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be attitude, I think that's what he said. Back to the text. John 5. This boy here was so sick. I'm trying to help somebody let you know, no matter how bad your situation is, no matter if the devil that got in your finance and you don't know how to get your utility bill down, you don't know how to pay your bill, you can't pay this or that, God know how to turn your situation. He may not come when you want him to come. He may take a long time, but I know he's a long time God. He told Moses back in the 14th chapter, Moses, stand still, stretch out your arm, and see the salvation of the Lord. Well, he can work in the spirit. Mm-hmm. My grandmother said, God worked this for us. Ways you couldn't even imagine without the pea brain. He said, here we think we all that got so smart. You ain't smarter than God.
No.
Ain't nobody smarter than God.
Nobody.
When you down to nothing, God is up to something. Every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. Every time I turn around, he's talking to me about something in the future. He was talking to me just a while ago. Every time I turn around, I can say, Lord, you've been good to me. In spite of what I'm going through. In spite of the differences. In spite of what they're saying about me. In spite of what the devil's trying to do. In spite of all the mess that I've heard, I can still say, after all I've been through, I still have joy. The world didn't give it to me, and the world couldn't take it away. Praise is he that's in me, as he that's in the world. Ain't God all right? Ain't he all right? This boy down here, in the pool of Bethesda, on the Sabbath day, and the old Jews with their crazy heads, they didn't believe in no work on the Sabbath day. They believe in just sitting around trying to make somebody. It was some great one. He met him outside of the temple in Mark chapter 12. Yeah. And right about that 40 some verse. Go read for the show. And he said, oh, you look good on the outside.
Yeah.
Tell me, sir. Yeah, bro. Oh, you see what? Good. Mm. You try to make me know that I ain't doing good. I said, I don't know. Because it ain't about me.
Right.
This thing about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This thing is about Jesus.
Yeah.
You, if you think it's about you, better go sit there. You better go back on the morning and again and stay there till you get some Holy Ghost like the old folks say. Because this thing ain't about you, Jesus Stevenson. This thing is about Jesus and him being crucified because he came to planet Earth to die for you and I. Because we, while we were yet in sin, Romans 5:5 say, while we were yet in sin, Christ died. Then Romans 8:1 said, there now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Yep.
For the law, when it was weak, God sent his only Son in the likeness of sin for flesh, and for sin condemning sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law not be fulfilled in her who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. For they that walk after the flesh do minor things of the flesh, but they that walk after the spirit.
Yeah.
This is spiritual stuff I'm talking about. Money ain't got nothing to do with this. Pork chops and chicken, now you know I love chicken, ain't got nothing to do with this. That's why I don't eat after I preach, because it's going to come straight back up. Because spirit is spirit, flesh is flesh. Flesh don't want to do nothing but be lazy. But the spirit in you is willing to do whatever God has to do. All right. But you got to crucify every day.
Mm.
And this man that was at the pool of Bethesda, he was sick. And Jesus showed up after the Passover. Now, the Passover was something that God instituted in the 12th chapter of Exodus. Exodus means departure. Exodus, when God had told Abraham, he said, know for surety in the 15th chapter of Genesis and the 13th verse, he said, know for surety that your seed is going to go into a strange land. He said, but after 400 years, I'm going to bring you out. I don't know about you this morning. I know you might have some wilderness experience, and you might be in a wilderness or you might be entering into a wilderness, but don't forget that the same God that delivered the children of Israel out of bondage, he will deliver you from whatever you're going through, because he's able this morning to turn wine into water. He's able to turn water into wine. He's able to make those stones poison. able this morning?
Oh, he's able.
Somebody say he knows.
He knows
what's on tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't got you, but he knows what's on tomorrow. He knows what's on Tuesday morning. He knows what we're going to be at on 3 Wednesday morning. He knows what we're going to be at on Thursday. You don't believe he knows? He told Jeremiah, he said, boy, before you was even formed in the womb,
all right,
I knows you.
Yeah.
Before you was even in the womb, I knew how many hairs was going to be on your womb. Now, I ain't got no hair, I got some holes, but he know them too.
Amen.
Amen. I heard that old song last night yesterday.
What it was?
He's leaving. Sounds good too. I said, Lord, listen at that day. I turned the volume up a little bit more. Because you know why? I'm not too holy and down like some of us. Boy, that sounded good too. Last night in the pimp. Y'all remember them, don't you?
Yes.
Staple saying, say, put your hand over your mouth. It'll help the solution. All respect those shit. Ain't gonna respect yourself. Ain't nobody else gonna give a hoop about it. That's what it's saying. That's what it's saying. I said, sister, could you get up there and do that? I've been a clown. If you aren't, you gotta be crazy. If you connected to New Orleans, you crazy. Cause there's some fools down there. They had mine gone this week. I bet they was cutting up so dang. Boy, they had to turn the city upside down. But God's grace still is sufficient for New York. Because they got some praying folks down there too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care how bad it is, they got some praying folks everywhere in this United States that claim the name of Jesus Christ. He is the Son of the Living God. But they still crazy down there.
Oh, yeah.
So as this situation comes about, and Jesus shows up. And he said, do you want to be made whole?
Yeah.
The boy was so sick, he couldn't talk that well. That's in your Bible. Now look in your Bible. It's in your Bible. And he said, Lord, every time I try to step in the water, somebody will get in the
way.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana 71496, or phone 337-239-3845. Or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Then in heaven, lift up my heart.